Happy Wednesday, everyone. Oh my God, so I had already recorded this episode, or what would be the episode for this, but the quality of it was just pretty shitty. Like I couldn't get the volume up because I was recording it on my laptop, and for some reason I could never hook up the microphone. And finally, I don't know, today I was like, you know what, let me just like figure this out, right? So I just went nuts looking for the microphone because I have no idea where I put it or the adapter to hook it up to my laptop, but I found it. And here I am, like, okay, let's do this. What am I doing wrong? It is not that hard. Why can I not get this? But I got it. And here we are, guys, Wednesday. I haven't done this in a while because I just kept putting it off. Like, I'll do it later in the day. And then I just wouldn't do it. And then, like, another week would go by. And I have it stuck in my head that I have to do it on Wednesdays, even though I don't. I could just post them on Wednesdays. But that's besides the point. Like, whatever. Well, I am happy to announce Dancing with the Stars is back. And I should have been falling asleep because I have this nasty cold and the NyQuil makes me fall asleep. But I didn't take it so that I could stay awake to watch Dancing with the Stars. That's how committed I am to watching this, guys. And my little heart is so happy that it's back. I'm kind of sad because I grew very attached to the old cast. But, you know, new year, new faces. But before I get into it all, holy cow, to me, anyways, it's been very weird not seeing Artem's face. And I know they have, like, this whole, like, domestic issue that happened and whatever. And I don't know why, something in my gut is telling me that, I don't know, Nikki threw a shoe at him or something. And he called 911 after they were, like, arguing. And somehow it said, like, he's the one that's doing it. When, if you look at previous episodes, like, when she was, like, pregnant and stuff, she always said, like, you know, like, she's the more aggressive type. But it's not even just that. It's just, like, always, like, she's been very, like, honest. Well, not even honest. But, like, I guess telling how, like, if something goes wrong with them, she's taking the house and Mateo and everything else. And I don't want to sound like, you know, maybe she's just doing it to do it. But I don't know. Something about it just seems off. Like, don't get me wrong. She is a wrestler. But physically, men are stronger than girls. Like, I know that. But, like, even her hands are kind of manly. Like, I feel like she could take them. Or, like, I don't know. But, whatever. Anyways, back to the show. It was honestly a good first show. We started off with a really nice, strong dance. And then I should always write everything down because I tend to forget. And I always tell myself that I won't forget. But here I am forgetting. But the opening number was pretty strong. Let's see. Well, I'm going to just do what I can remember. At this point, I really wish they would give Emma somebody that she can win the mirror ball with. Because I really do feel like she can be really strong and she is creative. She looks super sweet. Obviously, she does a good job hosting because they keep asking her to do it back. But, it's so annoying because, I don't know, I really do like watching her and everything. Well, then we have Miss Anna Del V with Ezra. This is going to be Ezra's first season as a pro. He was like a dancer on in. You would see him like in the background. And I remember last season when, Artem was sick and he couldn't. He stepped in and danced for him. So, like, you know, he could do it. Yes, it was Artem's choreography. But, you know, at least we know he could do it. But being paired up with Anna, like, that is just not an easy task. Like, I don't understand why she agreed to this if her whole attitude is going to be, like, very, like, oh, I don't care. Like, very standoffish. Like, you're in a competition. Show that you want to win. Like, just, you know. And people hate on her because all this stuff. Like, I'm sorry. In my head, like, she was, like, an evil genius. Like, how did you get so many people to follow for you? Like, but I love how, like, I went onto this website to, like, you know, write down who, like, the cast is so I can get everyone's names right. But under her occupation, they wrote con artist. Like, really? But on Dancing with the Stars, they say she's an entrepreneur and a fashion mogul or something like that. Yeah, whatever. I mean, she kind of was. All right, so then you started off with Jenna Johnson, who I do like watching her dance. I do like her, whatever. I think the first season she really stood out to me was when she was the guy from Property Brothers. That season, I think that was with that one. No, she was with the guy from that is the whole catfish thing. That one, because they did, I still remember it's in my head. They did like the whole Black Swan dance, and that was really good. That's when she's been kind of like, oh, she's pretty good. And she is with a tennis instructor / reality star, Joey. They seem cute. They kind of did their thing. It's all right. All right. Now, what was up with Carrie Ann? Like, she never gives, like, these good scores. And don't get me wrong. I love Daniela. I think she's so cute. I love her dances. She's very jam-packed with stunts and everything else. And once again, she got paired with a really tall person, with Dwight Howard, who is not only just tall, but 5 inches taller than her previous guy that she ended up winning with. So, again, she has her work cut out for her. She did all these little stunts and stuff. Very cute. But an 8, come on now. It's week one. Like, week one. And then, I think that we have all these, like, youngers, like, that get cast now. I feel like they've been the lead or the stronger suit, because we had Charlie Dimignano, can we pronounce her last name correctly, but she won season 31, and then last year we have Val with Sochi, and they won season 32. So now for season 33, I'm kind of thinking that Chandler will be it with Brandon. You know, I really liked Brandon last year with Lele, and they did their thing, and I was very sad when they got voted off. But, you know, I think this year, like, she might be the one to beat, not gonna lie. And then Ilona. Honestly, her arms are just like, ugh, I wish, like, I need to work out on my arms so they look like hers. But she's paired with Alan's very quirky and funny. I like it. Honestly, if she loosens up, and I think it's more like a stage fright thing, I think they'll be good. I feel like they'll be good. Their dance, everything, like, she did, you could see, like, where she messed up, but honestly, they'll be good. All right. For some reason, all right, I think Leb is a fantastic dancer. I think he looks fantastic. But he got just paired with this model, Brooks. And something about her face makes me want to punch her in the face. I just want to, like, hit her. And then everything about it was, like, oozing, like, sexiness and appeal. And I get it. They're going to be a hot couple. But something about her just makes me want to hit her. Like, worse than me wanting to hit Anna. Something about her I'm just gonna hit you. And then, how cute is Riley though? So last year she was paired with Harry, which I want to like Harry. I do. Like, I saw him when he was on Too Hot to Handle. Seen him on Perfect Match. I want to like him, but he's just so douchey. Like, he pulls on this act, but it's just douchey. And, like, whatever, last year was Riley's first. I honestly didn't think she was going to get caught, like, cast again as a pro. Just because, like, I remember, like, I heard a clip of when her sister was a pro and she felt like it was, like, too soon. And, like, she kind of got demoted for a little bit, so then brought back up. I thought that was going to be what happened with her, but I guess not. They kept her. Well, Riley got paired with a gymnast this time with Steven. And he actually did pretty good. Like, yeah, he messed up and stuff, but at least he moved. So much more on, like, Harry there. And Pedra with Val. Everyone knows I have a thing for Val. Like, I don't know what it is. Something about him. If it's his hair, the way he seeks it back, his confidence. I don't know. Not the typical guy I would like, but something about him. It's just, like, it's just, we got paired with Pedra, who's, like, a real housewife. And normally, I guess they don't normally win, but she wasn't bad, like, at all. Again, week one, so we never know. And then we have Eric Roberts, and he was paired with Britt. Ugh, Britt's so sweet. I mean, now she's engaged to, like, I forgot, you know, when she was, whatever. But anyways, he was obviously, like, offbeat and stuff. It's an older crowd, and it was a little harder for him, but whatever, he did it. It was good. I actually appreciate just when they actually put the effort in it. And then So Pasha last year was with Ariana Madix and she did phenomenal. And this year has Tori Spelling. And I'm sorry, but Tori is cute and quirky and all, but she doesn't like move very much. And I have absolutely no rhythm, but I've been feel like I've been watching this show for so long that I can just like judge, critique it all and pretend in my head like I'm here with the paddles and I can give out scores. That's in my head. That's pretty much what I can do. So we'll see. But Sasha got paired with Jen, and she's from, I guess, Bachelor Nation. And normally they do really good. So, like, the whole, like, franchise. So I'm excited to see. She did seem really shy, but her dance is actually pretty nice. Like, don't get me wrong. And it's nice seeing Sasha again with someone that could. Because last season he was with, oh my God, I can't remember her name right now. But it's the one from Buffy the Redhead. It's gonna come to me as soon as I like edit this watch, but whatever. But I'm excited for this season. Like, it's gonna be good. I feel like for week one it kind of did set the bar a little high, but again, still very stoked. As far as my reading goes, I don't think that I will be reading anything right now just because Boatyard's opening back up. So I'm going to have to go back to menu studying, which was what I should have been doing instead of just watching Dancing with the Stars and then recorded an episode and then realized that of this podcast and then realized you couldn't hear anything because the mic was too low on my laptop. So then I went nuts looking for my microphone and how to hook it up. So again, I could have been doing something else. But now, whatever, I'm not studying now. I'll just study tomorrow. And I've been fighting a nasty cold. Sorry, it probably sounded so loud just now. But at this point, I'm just hoping that It Ends With Us comes out now so I can rent it and watch it and all my other movies. But I'm hoping to do things again that makes me happy. This makes me happy. And it, like I said before, it is out of my comfort zone. But we're going to try to do this as often as possible because it is fun and I do enjoy it. So we'll see. But guys, that was it for today. And I have to just try to remember to record when I do have something, not just on a Wednesday. So then I can just post it on Wednesdays and not keep forgetting. But we'll see, guys. Well, I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I guess see you guys next week. Happy Wednesday. Bye.